Hi, friend. My name is Amy Joy, and this is the Make Prayer Beautiful podcast. The last three episodes have been about a time where I didn't think I was hearing well from the Lord. I felt like I was getting my wires crossed, and I mentioned these two instances to Bob, and we've talked through them. And he had, about a week later, he had a really helpful, an interesting and sort of contrarian perspective, because my perspective has been, I got it wrong. I was not as clear as I could have been. Oops, shoot. Let me do better going forward. And Bob was like, Amy, what if you actually were hearing well, but the Lord was just teaching you about moment by moment obedience? And he said, part of the reason why I wonder if that's the case is because you really had no collateral damage. The friend that you were staying with had this little suspicion that you weren't actually leaving that day. So even though you had packed up your room and were prepared to leave, she said, you know, I'm just not going to have my children flip the room yet. Like, I'm just going to let it be a little bit longer. And when another friend who wasn't able to come but was going to be at dinner said, oh, I'll see you at dinner, it was interesting because I didn't say to her, oh, I'm not planning to stay. Internally, I was like, oh, that would be really fun to be able to see her at dinner. And then when I knew that another friend was ordering dinner, I didn't say, oh, count me out. No, instead, I was just like, oh, I would really like to have Thai food. That would be amazing. And so Bob was like, you know, what if you actually were just practicing hearing the Lord and being obedient, that when you thought he was saying, let's move, you were ready to move. But then when there was peace to be able to stay, then you were ready to stay. And you managed somehow to get through that difficult little couple of hours with really no collateral damage, that everything ended up working out just fine. And as much as you might have thought you were being kind of double-minded or confused, the people around you, other than my friend who I was staying with, wouldn't have noticed that. And so I don't know. That was a very gracious way to think about it. And I guess I'm open to that interpretation. I think there's a part where the idea that I was hearing well, even first thing in the morning, I think usually when I wake up first thing in the morning, I feel like, no, the Lord is really speaking to me clearly when that happens. I can't actually think of a time where I heard something really, really off in those early, early morning thoughts. So there's a comfort in saying, oh no, I was hearing well. And then either the situation of the day changed, or anyway, who knows exactly how these things play out. I also appreciate, I've been listening to the Message version of the Bible on audio, and I've just gotten through the part in Chronicles, which also happens in Kings, where David is like, I don't like it that I'm living in a beautiful palace of cedar while the Ark of the Covenant is sitting in a tent. What's that about? And I just appreciate that when you have the prophet comes in, and I've listened to a lot of the scripture, I don't remember now if it was Nathan or Gad, but, you know, comes in and is like, oh yeah, do what's in your heart to do. And then that night, the word of the Lord comes to the prophet and is like, no, no, you need to go back and change what you said to David. And on the one hand, that's kind of embarrassing, but it's also in some ways very freeing, because it shows that even if you are well connected to the Lord, that you can get a different idea. And who knows, maybe the prophet initially was like, I'm giving you wisdom based on my own experience and what I recognize as wisdom, or, you know, like what feels good in my heart. But then there's a more specific word from the Lord that supersedes the personal tendencies. That's a possibility. I could imagine that happening. But I also think it's interesting where you have the prophet Isaiah, when Hezekiah is on his deathbed and Hezekiah says, get your stuff in order, this one's going to kill you. And then Hezekiah is like, please, Lord, no. And it says that Isaiah was leaving the palace and had not yet even reached the gates when the word of the Lord came to him. And he had to turn back and say, okay, it's not going to end in death. The Lord heard your cry. You know, and you're like, well, how deep of a cry was that? I mean, that's a pretty quick response. It's kind of like saying the car wasn't even out of the driveway before the word of the Lord came. So anyway, I appreciate these reminders in the Old Testament that we can be hearing from the Lord, or we can have a godly prophet like Isaiah, but the Lord actually does shift the message and shift what he's planning to do as a result of prayer. How does that work? I have no idea. Okay, that's all I have to say about that. So Lord, I just thank you that we get to walk out our days with you, that we seek to understand your voice more. We seek to be more, ever more in tune with the Holy Spirit. And so, Lord, for the places where there's confusion and it's a little bit foggy, thank you that you just keep walking with us. Thank you, Lord. Amen.